USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House claims U.S.-led sanctions will have big impacts on the Russian economy.
Borrowing costs for the Russian government has spiked to almost 11%. Foreign investors are fleeing Russia. The ruble is trading at its weakest level since November.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki telling reporters that economic and humanitarian aid is also pouring into Ukraine. The Biden administration is setting aside $450 million to help unclog U.S. ports. The money comes from the trillion-dollar infrastructure bill Congress approved late last year. Clogged ports are linked to global supply chain problems that arose during the height of the COVID pandemic. U.S. ports will soon be able to apply for the available money. The market is down amid growing Russia-Ukraine tensions, the Dow losing 465 points. USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynabite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynabite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynabite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
Trucker protests against COVID mandates that made headlines in Canada are making their way south of the border. A group calling itself Freedom Convoy started heading from Pennsylvania to Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, hoping to shut down the Beltway. Larry Losciaro is a trucker with the convoy. He reacts to the news that the Pentagon is approving a request for National Guard assistance in D.C.
They're already labeling us domestic terrorists. And this is all about peace. We're not going in there to cause any problems. We're not armed.
Ford is recalling some 2015 to 2017 Mustangs due to concerns the backup camera wiring may be faulty. More than 8,500 warranty claims related to the issue have been filed. The automaker will direct owners to get a free repair at any Ford or Lincoln dealership and reimburse those who have paid for a related repair already. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
President Biden says he'll do everything he can to limit the effect sanctions against Russia will have on prices at the pump. That being said, the administration has not made plans to bring back the Keystone XL pipeline or make the United States more energy independent. Drivers everywhere are feeling the pain at the pumps.
I gotta put 20 and then today, next day, another 20 and then another 20 and damn.
Jose Molinas on KTLA in Los Angeles. Molinas continues.
When the gas going up, food is going up, everything else is going up. But the salary is not going up. It's still the same.
Republicans will not be the only one giving a rebuttal to President Biden's State of the Union address. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt explains.
In a new twist, a member of the liberal squad is delivering a formal response to President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday. In a speech given on behalf of the left-wing group Working Families Party, Representative Rashida Tlaib, the Democrat from Michigan, is expected to hammer moderate Democrats who have slowed Biden's social spending and climate change packages. The speech will put on display the deep separation within the Democrats' own party that continue to mark Biden's presidency.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.